Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, welcome to RBN Radio Network, this is the name of this show is When the Worlds Collide, and this is really the Mark Anderson Show. I'm filling in while he gets to the studio. It's pretty dark out here. We kind of had a hard time finding it actually tonight, but anyway, he will be on here later tonight, Mark Anderson. I'm actually his guest for tonight, and so I'm going to interview myself. And it's a little unusual, but that's the way it is in what we might call alternative radio, okay? And but it is a pleasure to be here and to be Mark's guest for tonight. He was going to interview me about what we did today in downtown Austin at the Travis County Courthouse. And what's going on down there was that they were having the first day of the trial of 392 school districts suing the State Board of Education here in Texas. And the reason for it is that the school boards are the school districts are complaining that they're not getting as much money as the wealthy school districts. And this has been a constant argument for the last 44 years of what I call unlawful funding of public school. And so what we did is we went down there to complain to those that were going in and out of the courthouse for this trial that 44 years of unlawful funding of public school is enough. You can just get enough of that. And we're tired of reading these Supreme Court opinions that are written over and over again about 5 years apart, trying to remedy the complaints of these school districts. And the reason why we had to do it out in the street and in front of the courthouse instead of actually filing our own suits is because, in making the correct complaints, the reason why we're having to do that, are we getting break time here coming up? Okay, and hang on, and we'll be back after this short message. Thank you.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Okay, welcome back to When the Worlds Collide radio show, Mark Anderson's radio show, here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm actually his guest tonight, if you had turned in earlier, and Mark is actually on the way to the studio. And as I was saying before the break, the reason why we were out in front of the Travis County Courthouse talking about and trying to hand out our flyers to all the attorneys and witnesses and people that were bringing the trial against the State Board of Education, some 392 school districts, was because the Texas court system is actually closed to citizens to challenge unconstitutional property taxes for the support of public education. And the reason I know this is because I sued them myself. I sued a school district, and I sued the county tax collector and the county tax office for unlawful, unconstitutional, ad valorem property taxes in support of public education. So the result was that they claimed they threw me out of court before it was tried on the merits. And the reason was, is they said, well, you don't have standing because you were not injured in a unique and separate way from all your fellow citizens. And what they call this is the unique injury rule. And so what they do is rather than try a case challenging lawful, unconstitutional ad valorem property taxes, is they simply use a bogus judicial decision that had been made years ago and many other cases stacked upon it. They just dismiss it. And the result is they deny constitutional rights to citizens that have constitutional rights, yet they turn around and grant constitutional rights to government subdivisions and government fictions that do not have constitutional rights. They merely have duties to perform. And, of course, the reason, one of the reasons they do that is because in order to for a citizen to stay in court, they have to have damages. Or otherwise, the courts say, well, if you don't have damages, then there's no remedy that we can give you. And so since they don't have enough money in the state of Texas to pay all the citizens that would be then suing them for unconstitutional back property taxes, there's certainly not enough money in the state coffers to pay all these damages that have occurred. So they just don't let them bring them at all. So we're going to have infinite unconstitutional, unlawful property taxes for the support of public education. And anyway, so they let these school districts sue them because the school districts can claim they have what they want is a remedy, is a declaratory judgment where the school district or the judge, Supreme Court of Texas, will say, well, we rule that this is unconstitutional or unlawful. Therefore, there's no payment to these people. There's no payment to the districts of any money. But the problem with this is that the school districts have a vested interest in unlawful ad valorem property taxes. And so we just continue this. They never sue claiming that the ad valorem property taxes are unconstitutional in its entirety. They just claim that they're not getting enough of the money, that it's unequal, that some districts get more than others. So it's kind of like the pirates meeting at their favorite island and having a meeting about how to divvy up the booty more equally among the pirates. So this is what's been going on. It's been going on for 40 years. And let me explain why these ad valorem property taxes in support of public education is really unlawful. Number one, the state of Texas cannot impose an ad valorem property tax on any property in Texas. That's Article 8, Section 1-E. But somehow or another, they figured out, well, we'll still grant somehow, even if we don't have the authority, we'll grant school districts authority to impose ad valorem property taxes in support of public education for both operation and building of new schools. So that's Article 7, Section 3, parenthesis E. But my question is, and the reality of it, is how can a state subdivision have more authority than the state of Texas itself? How can the state legislature or the state of Texas delegate to a subdivision of itself more power than it has in itself? Anyone that understands simple government and the law of delegated authority, which states no one can delegate to another more authority than they have in themselves, how in the world, then, does a subdivision of the state obtain more power than the state? We know that this is ludicrous and stupid, but this is exactly what they are doing. And they're doing it. Now, how would you raise taxes to actually support public education? You would do it by the means that the state has to fund all of its other functions. And we happen to know that public education is not a district responsibility. It is a state responsibility. Okay, and we still have a little time, 5 more minutes. And what we learn is Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution makes public education a state function. And no other entity in the state has authority to provide, design, or establish or operate schools. Now, they can have public, actually, school districts, but all they can do is administer the state law that is developed and by the State Board of Education about what to teach and what schools should be. So, and it's not only the Texas Constitution that says this. The Texas Education Code at Section 42.001, parenthesis A, says that public education in the state of Texas is a state responsibility and that it should be paid for substantially by state funds. And we also know that the only means of all taxation, in other words, all taxation in the state of Texas, must be equal and uniform. This is Article 8, Section 1, parenthesis A. So what do we know now? We know that public education in Texas is a state responsibility, not a district responsibility. It should be paid for substantially by funds coming from the state of Texas. We know that the state of Texas cannot impose an ad valorem property tax, and neither can its subdivisions. So it is left with only one means of funding public education, and that is by a means that is totally and completely uniform and equal across the entire state of Texas. And the only thing I can think of that immediately does that is a sales tax. But that, what that would mean is, folks, that now you would own your property. You would not have $106.8 billion worth of debt to 10 banks, but you would own your property, and nobody could kick you out of your property if you didn't pay some tax. You would own your property, and no one could get you out of your property any longer, but you would have more sales tax, okay? But sales tax does not kick you out of your home. It doesn't kick you out of your business. It doesn't drive you off of your land. Sales tax is just something you have to pay when you buy something. So it looks pretty simple, and it's efficient. And what you would take this money that you got from a sales tax, and you figure out how many students you got in the state of Texas. And you divide all the sales taxes that you've collected for public education, you divide it by the number of students you have. So what do? You give every district, based upon their student population, you give them that much money. Now, can you think of something more equal and uniform across the state of Texas? This would put an end to these endless, eternal lawsuits brought by school districts that feel harmed by unequal and ununiform taxes brought on by ad valorem property taxes. It would skip that whole thing. There would be no more lawsuits. No more attorneys would be racking up a big bunch of fees. And that's the only money that happens when these school districts sue the State Board of Education. The only people that get money out of this at all is lawyers. And so they have a vested interest, too, in maintaining this ad valorem property tax scam that they've got going. And so you have these school districts that have a vested interest in the property tax scam, even though it's to their own detriment. And, of course, the people are the ones that are suffering because now they're carrying a $106.8 billion debt when they should be carrying zero debt. So I think we're coming up on a break here any minute, and so we're hang on, and we'll be right back with you here at RBN when the worlds collide.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back to When the Worlds Collide. That's the Mark Anderson Show here at Republic Broadcast Network. And this is Ron Avery filling in for him. And I'm interviewing myself. It's pretty unusual, but we had just difficulty getting together on this show tonight. But Mark will be in later, probably within the next 15 minutes or so. And I know he will be here for the second hour. But now I'd like to talk about some fun we had. Now that I've covered this property tax, ad valorem property tax scam, unconstitutional application of it for support of public education, I did explain that pretty fully, even though it was pretty quick. It'd be great if Mark could ask me some more questions. But here's the key. We did have a great time today down at the Travis County Courthouse, which is just a block to the southwest of the Capitol grounds here in Austin. And so what we did is we had our flyers here, and you can see these flyers, and we welcome you to go on our website. It's called suit.org, www.suit.org. That stands for Stop Unlawful Education in Texas, .org. And we have the two flyers there. I think it's number 3 and number 8 on the right-hand menu. And we encourage you to download those and print them, read them, hand them out to your friends. And what this this flyer called 44 Years of Unlawful Funding of Public School is Enough, and it has a couple of charts in this flyer that talk about how this is really done, what is really involved when a school district issues bonds for the operation, maintenance, and for construction of new public schools. Well, what really happens is they issue bonds, and they're picked up by bond underwriters who put together the package. They literally sell them to other entities like mutual pension funds, wealthy individuals, other investment banks, dealers and brokers, and insurance companies. And so what's really happening, though, is the state of Texas actually has to seize your property in order to put an ad valorem property tax on it. So what this really does is it makes the state the owner of the property and makes the people that used to be owners of their property, it makes them into tenants, where you rent your property annually from the state. And so it forces your property, your labors, into the school district funnel. You might call it a funnel. And they put that property into the bond, and they actually encumber your property. And you have to pay this. And, of course, this is dependent upon voters voting for it. But anybody can vote for the imposition of ad valorem property taxes for the support of public education. So this ends up forcing your property into the hands and pockets of bankers. And these bankers also happen to be the same old guys that we're familiar with the Federal Reserve System. Let me name you these 10 banks. That would be the Bank of America, Bear Stearns, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. Does that ring a bell? There's RBC Dane and UBS. So these banks should ring a bell with you. It's the same old boys you're familiar with out of New York. And the reality of it is, in order to fund public education, you shouldn't have any debt at all. There's no provision for creating a bunch of debt in Texas for public education. And now these public schools are suing the state, and their main complaint is they don't have enough money. Well, they don't have enough money, all right, compared to other districts. And they certainly have enough money if they were held to a lawful curriculum. And one of the problems with unconstitutional funding of public schools is it forces a change in the curriculum as well. If people owned their property and that public education had to be paid for with a sales tax, then you would own your property. It's about time. Yeah, we're coming up on a break. And we'll be right back, so hang on. We got more good stuff. Mark will be with us soon.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's DOULTON.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, we're live again here at RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, with the Mark Anderson Show, When the Worlds Collide. And we have a guest we've had on before, Lark, from Texas here. And how you doing, Mark?
Well, that's just fine. That's Lark with an L. Ron?
It's what? I'm sorry?
It's Lark with an L.
Oh, didn't I say Lark?
Well, then you said Mark, but you want to know something, you're forgiven.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks much, man. What would you like to talk about?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you. I mean, you are just a wonderful voice for this entire movement. It's about time that somebody raised a voice about this unlawful property taxes and the funding of the public schools in Texas. I've been mad about this for a long damn time, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you much, Mark. I do believe we do need a spokesman. And I'd love to be that, and I've certainly had my experience with it all. And I know how they're running this scam, and I know how they've been doing it a long time and how they've been getting away with it. And it's just about time the people just say, we're not doing this anymore. You got to quit doing this stuff. It's unconstitutional.
Ron, what I wanted to bring to your attention, I'm certain that you have some information about the same thing. It's what I alluded to the last time you were with Mark on the air.
Yes.
And it has to do with the actual curriculum.
Yes.
Of the schools. And we're not just talking about the K-12, the old traditional line. We're not talking about something called P-Money, which is preschool all the way through graduate school.
Correct.
What we have is a system called out-based education. In 46 out of the 50 states, we've got something called Common Core.
Okay.
CommonCore.org. But Texas actually had something which is basically the same darn thing, which was begun under Ann Richards.
Okay. You're educating me a little bit. I don't know everything about what you're talking about. I do know that we certainly have something called core subjects in, under the Texas Education Code. But I follow you where you're going, and let me tell you what my take is on some of this.
We're talking cultural Marxism here.
Okay, yeah. I understand that part. And let me say why this is. This unlawful, unconstitutional means of paying for public school is one of the things that produces cultural Marxism. And the reason why in socialism is because in order to do that, the state has to seize your property, put a lien on it, and if you don't pay it, they will remove you from it, remove the tenant and put a new tenant on it. So what this means is the state owns all the property, and they can't teach the kids any better than that. They can't teach the real principles of property that we should be learning in public schools. So they are forced to teach socialism because that's really what we have. They use socialism to actually pay for the public education. So they can't afford to be teaching the kids principles of property and lawful government, because if they did, the students would all say, hey, wait a minute. What are you doing with these ad valorem property taxes? Because that's theft. You've stolen our property. So they can't afford to teach
it. More than our homes and our houses and our businesses and the land, as you understand, in a socialist system, they consider property you and me and our kids.
That's right. We've become property.
We are the property.
That's right. And the state thinks they own it. And they own us.
Nothing more than slavery.
Yes.
If the parents knew about this, even if the kids knew about this, they would rise up en masse.
That's right. And unfortunately, their parents don't know any better either, because we've had a couple of generations of this kind of education and this means of paying for it. So so few people even understand the scam that is being run on them.
I got a couple of good resources for the listeners, Ron.
Okay.
A gentleman by the name of John Cozy, K-O-Z-Y.
Okay.
He wrote for a website in Canada called globalresearch.ca.
Wow, okay.
Fabulous resource. He knows precisely what's going on. And then also, I was hoping before the rally to hook you up with a woman named Robin Eubanks.
Yes, I remember that. And I did... I think I went and looked up some of her material. I didn't have time to get into it in detail, really, because I was working on making this presentation we made today at the Travis County Courthouse. So I didn't go as far as I wanted to with it.
She actually wrote some articles just for you, just for the rally, and they were directly relative to the state of Texas.
Boy, I wish I'd have had them. I would have printed them and taken them with me.
You'll find them at a website called, and this is for the benefit of the listeners, Ron, it's Invisible Surf's Collar.
Yes, I finally got that, too. I had trouble with it the last time you called, but I understand what it is now, yes.
Yeah, we've got this cretin named Mike Myers, or Myers up here.
Okay.
The school, he's the superintendent for the... Dallas Independent School District.
Okay.
People are scary. I don't mean this, but I've absorbed maybe deep and real in all this stuff for the last 6 months to a year. I'm just shocked. I am just shocked.
Yes.
If I'm telling you, if Texas parents understood, in fact, the entire country. It's not just Texas. It's nationwide.
Yes, it is. You know, and Mark Anderson, I've got to hand it to him. He does have a handle on what this does mean nationally. And he has pointed out several times that Texas could very well be the ground zero for a lot of things that could go national. One of them is this ad valorem property tax scam being really exposed for what it is and how they use it and how they won't let citizens alter it and prevent them from challenging it in courts. And also about this new thing of chipping, having these identification cards and chipping of kids. And again, what is that? But treating kids as property, like animals, like livestock, and that all comes from that same socialistic cultural Marxism you're talking about.
Well, and the tragedy of it all is not only are they being indoctrinated and being bred to be obedient, compliant, complicit serfs or slaves. They're being damaged, and the reason they're being damaged is because these kids are not learning.
True.
Even a college graduate today has the expectation that they're going to have a middle-class lifestyle like their parents did.
Right.
And
it's not happening at all, is it?
They don't have marketable skills, skill sets that the average employer that has to run a business can even employ, because, I mean, in their minds, everything has to be accomplished in a collectivist kind of a group.
Yes.
It's called systems thinking. They don't want anybody to think independently anymore.
Well, and I can tell you another reason, because I've run into that a lot in my own profession. I am an architect, actually, and I ran into this years ago in architectural firms, that you must really carry the same philosophy as those that you're working for, your clients.
You have to think like an entrepreneur.
It's worse than an entrepreneur. It'd be one thing if it was a true entrepreneur, but a lot of really successful architects, the big architects, work for governments and do government contracts. That's the institutional work. That's where the real money is. That's where all the real hot architecture is being produced. And the result of that is...
All your billionaires today made it that way, most of them, it seems, were through government contracts. And then
true. So, I mean, just think of the schools itself. And you can't be an architect like me and get big school contracts. Nobody wants to hear about lawful public education or what that might really mean or how to design a school that is conformity with the law. Nobody wants to even hear that kind of stuff. The idea is to keep the scam at every level going so that everybody keeps making this money, but we're finding out we're eating ourselves. We're like eating ourselves up. There's no more to eat, and we're going to have to come up with following the law, or we're going to end up with nothing.
You know who the biggest enemy of this country is?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have a clue, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The big law firms.
Well, that's certainly one of them, no doubt.
Major cities. I could tell you this. You look at a law firm like Sidley Austin.
Yeah.
Look at the connections of people in the Obama administration.
Broke up there, Lark. I couldn't make that out.
Yeah, you only have to look at big old guard law firms in all your major cities.
Uh-huh.
And look at their connections to organized crime and corruption.
Uh-huh.
Sidley Austin out of Chicago, for instance, is spelled Sidley Austin.
Uh-huh.
That firm has been around since before the American Civil War.
Yeah, right.
The former mayor of Dallas came from a big law firm. The man personally, he's President Obama's trade commissar.
Yes, there's no doubt. Well, let's face it. If there hadn't have been unconstitutional laws passed, championed by law firms and legal minds in the country, none of this could have happened. They had to alter the law. Now, they didn't alter the Constitution, which is wonderful, because what that means is if they change the law of the land by statutes and acts of the Congress and judicial decisions without getting an amendment or a permission by the people through a constitutional amendment, they dissolve the country. And what they've unknowingly done to themselves is they've dissolved it and also dissolved their own authority. And once that happens, they can't regenerate it. Once you've lost authority, you don't have authority to even reinstitute your authority. So they really actually ruined themselves. And it's only a matter of time until the people figure that out.
Authority is born from trust, wouldn't you agree?
I'm sorry?
Authority, generally, in a civilized society, is born from trust.
Well, normally, though, it's written down. And that's why we have constitutions. It's actually, we don't have to wonder what our contract is or what our opinions are. They're actually written down. So when these gangsters and legal minds, whatever they want to call themselves, when they change that without constitutional amendments, they have dissolved themselves, and they dissolve their authority right along with it.
I think you want to know something? Just between me and you, I think these school teachers, the public school teachers, are going to work their way out of a job one day because people are going to look up, we just don't need teachers. Because these darn things called computers.
I'm sorry, Lark, I missed some of that.
What I'm suggesting is that what we might have is a situation where the university professors as well as the public school teachers will work themselves right out of a job because the average person is going to look up one day and say, why do we need these people?
Well, let me say this. I want everybody to know that even though I'm fighting for the lawful funding of public education and by a sales tax and getting rid of unconstitutional ad valorem property tax, I am still a advocate of public education. And the reason I believe this is because if it went back to its real purpose, which is the teaching of the principles of property so that all the students would know how to protect their lives, their liberties, and their possessions, from not only their neighbors and foreigners, but from their own state and nation. And that's what public education is really for the defense of property.
And well, I would agree with that.
Yes, well, very good. But if nobody teaches these things to them, that means your property is not safe anywhere. No matter where you went in Texas, or let's say if you had a bunch of homeschoolers in one area and another bunch of homeschoolers in one area, and they don't teach the principles of property. And by the way, there's a big movement to get rid of public education and let churches do it. And churches can do that all they want to. They can have private education. That's good. But even churches do not teach the principles of property or even the Christian principles of property. And the result is, they miss out on public school, which is no big deal the way it is right now, but they don't learn the stuff in Christian school either. So we still don't have the protection of our property because they are not teaching the principles of property. I don't think the school districts even know the principles of property. And the result is nobody's property is safe in the entire state of Texas because none of the real purpose of public education is being instituted and taught.
Well, it's just a darn shame. I mean, the Christians, they could look stewardship if they wanted to. They could look with the book themselves and find very good reasons to support the teaching of property and what it is.
Yes, and unfortunately, I found that even the adult Christians in churches do not know the principles of property because even the churches don't talk about it in their churches. They don't teach it. Did you know that these principles of property written by John Locke in his second treatise of government, they were actually preached from the pulpit in the early 1700s. And all our taught from the pulpits. I mean preached from the pulpits. Not only in America, but in England they taught them. And these were considered Christian principles of property. And the Presbyterians did a lot to institute all this stuff and even teach this. And in fact, Thomas Jefferson said that all the principles of human liberty in America and the basis of our country come from two men and two books, John Locke and his Second Treatise of Government and Algernon Sidney's Discourses on Government. And he said that's what, and you know what? If you read those two things, you find out, by golly, Thomas Jefferson was right. That is where all the language in our early constitutions come from. That's what the early universities were built on. And I think we're coming up on a break here.
Then along came Marx and Engels, and property ownership was the word that.
I'm sorry, Lark, we missed that little last part.
Then along came Karl Marx and Frederick Engels in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto, and they decided that practically original sin was ownership of property.
Okay, hang on. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to cover a little more of what we did today, and then we'll have Mark Anderson coming in. Okay, hang on. We're going to take our break now.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Listeners, this is Mark Anderson, the regular host of this show, now with you live here at the studios in Round Rock, Texas. Let's just say I had a rather tumultuous trip over here, kind of driving on two wheels, you might say, passing every exit I needed to pass, having come down from the Midwest, and sleep is in short supply. And anyway, I won't tell jokes or sing opera. We'll stick with talking to Ron Avery, who so graciously was the guest host during this first hour of this live show of When Worlds Collide here tonight on October 22nd. And I'll bet you wanted to watch the presidential debates, the last one on foreign policy, but you'd rather listen to this show. I know all about it. At any rate, Ron, thanks for doing the first hour here tonight.
You bet. My pleasure.
And Ron and I and some others were at the Travis County Courthouse today, and we talked about this beforehand on this show when I Skyped in, and that was to talk about what the Supreme Court might hear and what the local court was hearing about school finance. But with Ron pointing out, as I'm sure he touched on in the first hour, that it's really a misdirection and that we're really not getting the constitutional facts. And Ron, I imagine you pretty much outline that in the first hour, is that correct? I wasn't able to hear.
I did. I covered why the ad valorem property taxes are unconstitutional. I covered all the law with the actual numbers of the law. And what I wanted to finish up with was actually what we did today at the county courthouse. And the numbers of people we talked to. We did get interviewed also by three other news agencies. One was, let me pull them out of my pocket here. One was the Observer, the Austin Observer. He was a good interview host. And Univision put us on camera.
That's the Hispanic station, yes. the Austin affiliate.
Yes.
Yes, of Univision, KTFO, KAKW, Univision, correct, okay.
Yes, and we had to kind of put our foot in the door, but we got, I believe it was KNUV, Austin, I'm not sure about that, but...
KVEU,
was that what it is? I don't know exactly which one it was. But they had several there, and we gave them our flyers, and I had to pretty much beg for an interview. I told the pretty young lady that I did interviews, and they were there only to talk to judges and those that brought the suit and the attorneys and all that represent the State Board of Education and all these school districts. And I literally, when they were out there, I said, wait a minute, don't you want to hear the people? Here's the people, and we got complaints. Why do you just want to talk to judges and lawyers? Why don't you want to hear what the people have to say about this? And finally, she turned around. They talked about it a minute, and they turned around and said, well, let's go ahead and interview this nut, because apparently he has something to say about it. So they did do a good interview, and so we were happy about the number of flyers we gave out and the fact that we did have some interviews that looks like they may get out to the people.
Yes, in addition to that, I shot a video for American Free Press. There'll be news and views on this in, of course, AFP as well, and we're talking about it right here in RBN. So the most immediate coverage, the most comprehensive coverage, comes from RBN and AFP. And this, Ron, we only have a few seconds left. I want to just commend you for bringing this to the forefront to talk about the state constitution. We hear so much, and important as it may be, about the U.S. Constitution, but we need to study our state constitutions more. They have a lot of provisions. They have their flaws, like the federal one does. But we need to look to the state level, as Aaron Bollinger, a guest on the show in the past, has often said. We need to look to the state level and try and redress some of